ರಸ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಯಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ನಗತಿ ಕೃತೋಪಿ ನಯಂ ಸ್ತುವಂತಶ ಜಶಸ್ವಿ ಸಂಧಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಶ್ರೀ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ 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 ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಶ್ರೀ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ
Now the last paragraph of this Guru Ashtaka is Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yasya Aprasada Nagati Kutopi, which means for a disciple the secret of spiritual advancement is to give up independent mentality and become obedient to the instructions of the Guru. Srila Prabhupada says the disciple should follow Guru's instructions word by word, word for word. Prabhupada's own guru told him, if you ever get money, print books. And Srila Prabhupada started the BVT, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And till date, more than 60 crores of books have been distributed. So he followed the guru's instruction in such a powerful way. Another instruction his guru gave him, why don't you preach to the people of the West the same message of Lord Chaitanya in English language? And Prabhupada went to West in his ripe old age. And he preached and made ISKCON. Today ISKCON has more than 600 centers. In this way, Srila Prabhupada himself exemplifies how the disciple should be attentive to hearing the instructions of Guru, what Guru wants me to do, and faithfully try to execute his instructions without independent-mindedness, without half-heartedly fulfilling the instructions, without being negligent or careless in fulfilling the instructions. We all know very well Ishwara Puri and Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was the guru, and Ishwara Puri pleased him by reciting Krishna Leela at the time of Madhavendra Puri's passing away. And Madhavendra Puri blessed Ishwara Puri that may your heart become filled with love for Krishna. And Ishwara Puri became an embodiment of Krishna prema. After which, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Lord himself, he took Diksha from Ishwara Puri. Because Ishwara Puri was walking, talking scripture, and he was an embodiment of love of Godhead. So because of which Lord Chaitanya took his shelter. On the other hand, there was one Ramachandra Puri, who was a great blasphemer and offender. At the time of his guru's passing away, when Guru was crying out of feeling of separation from Krishna, this Ramachandra Puri gave him a foolish advice. Why do you cry for Mathuranath? He will not come. Better you meditate on Brahma Jyoti, he said. So Guru became very angry, and because he displeased the Guru, Ramachandra Puri's heart became hard like a stone, and he became dry in his devotional service. So the juice that the disciple experiences in the heart in Krishna consciousness is solely the mercy of the spiritual master. So a disciple should not only obediently execute the instructions of the Guru, but the disciple should also try to please the Guru to the best of one's ability. In this way, the disciple should work hard, make all possible endeavors to please the heart of the spiritual master. And by doing this, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada, Lord Krishna becomes very easily pleased. We exactly don't know what Krishna wants us to do, but we can easily understand what Guru wants us to do. But by fulfilling his instruction, Krishna becomes pleased. And this is actually a very easy way for us to please Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased, then we will see that our hearts become satisfied. Our hearts become free from the hankering for material enjoyment. Our hearts experience complete satisfaction as if we have eaten a full meal of delicious prasad. And not only that, our heart starts throbbing with enthusiasm for realizing Krishna even more, for serving Krishna even more. విశ్వం పూర్ణ సుఖాయతే. ద మెటల్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ అస్, ఇట్ డజంట్ రిమైన్ దుఃఖాలయం ఎనీ మోర్ ఫర్ అస్, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ సుఖాలయం. అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ద కైవల్య బికమ్స్ లైక్ అ నరక ఫర్ సచ్ ఎ డివోటీ. అండ్ ద పోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంద్ర అండ్ బ్రహ్మ బికమ్స్ లైక్ అ స్మాల్ వర్మ్ ఇన్ ద స్టూల్. డివోటీ డజంట్ క్యార్ ఫర్, హీ డజంట్ క్యార్ అ ఫిగ్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ద థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. హీ డజంట్ ఆస్పైర్ ఫర్ ఎనీ పోస్ట్ ఆర్ పొజిషన్. హీ డజంట్ ఆస్పైర్ ఫర్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఆపోజిట్ సెక్స్. హీ డజంట్ ఆస్పైర్ ఫర్ హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్ ఆర్ అష్ట సిద్ధీస్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ మర్జింగ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్. హీ డజంట్ ఈవెన్ ఆస్పైర్ ఫర్ ఫైవ్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ముక్తీస్ టు గో టు వైకుంఠ. హిస్ ఓన్లీ ఆస్పిరేషన్ ఇస్ లెట్ మీ సింప్లీ గో ఆన్ సర్వింగ్ వేర్ ఎవర్ గురు అండ్ కృష్ణ వాంట్ టు పోస్ట్ మీ, వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నరక ఆర్ స్వర్గ ఆర్ అపవర్గ ఆర్ ఎనీ వేర్ ఇట్ మే బి, ఆర్ ఐఎమ్ రెడీ టు ఈవెన్ బికమ్ అ వర్మ్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ అ డివోటీ. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్, దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ జాయ్, దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్, దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ జ్యూస్, కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ cannot come by our personal endeavor. In fact, by our endeavor we can control our senses to some degree, but we will miserably fail again and again. But when our endeavors are combined with guru's pleasure and grace, then guru becomes happy with the disciple. When his blessings come upon us, we can take a big leap in our spiritual life in a very short period of time. One can achieve the kingdom of God very easily simply by pleasing the spiritual master. So yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya aprasada nagati kutobi dhyayam stu vamsasya yashastri sandhyam. At least 3 times a day in the pratah sandhya, madhyanika sandhya and sayam sandhya, a disciple should offer obeisances to spiritual master and remember his form, his qualities, his instructions and teachings, and reconfirm and recommit one's obedience to the spiritual master at least 3 times a day. And if one does it, Vishwanathakrita Thakur promises that one will certainly achieve the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavana, after one leaves this current material body, if one faithfully follows these good instructions. So these 8 stanzas called as samsara prayers, every one of these paragraphs talks of a particular type of mercy. For example, the first para, it talks about the Divya Jnana and Krishna Prema, mercy, and that is, and Divya Gun. So the when Divya Jnana arises and Krishna Prema is acquired, then all Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya. So that is what the Guru carries, Kalyana Gun. So it's a Kalyana Gun Kripa, that's the first paragraph. And the second paragraph talks about Kirtan Kripa. And third paragraph talks about Archa Vigraha Kripa. Fourth para talks about Mahaprasad Kripa. And the fifth paragraph talks about Yugal Kripa, Yugala Smarana Kripa. And the sixth one talks about Yugala Seva Kripa. And the seventh one talks about how Sakshat Haritvena Samastha Shastra Yukta Uktastata Bhavyati Eva Sadbhihi Kintu Praborya Priyeva Tashta. So this talks about how the Guru is very dear to Krishna and he should be treated as good as Krishna, and by doing it, so we can also become dear to Krishna by accepting him as good as Krishna. So in this way, this verse talks about how we can achieve the status of becoming a eternal confidential associate of Krishna in the spiritual world. That means we can go from the sadhana deha to the siddha deha by completely obeying Guru and accepting him as good as Krishna. And the last one, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada. So after giving all the different types of prasad, he is saying yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada. And by pleasing such a spiritual master, all these prasadams are achieved in the life of a disciple who faithfully follows in the footsteps of the spiritual master. And it is only a matter of time such a disciple will start experiencing Krishna consciousness, feeling Krishna consciousness, living the life of a devotee as he lives in the spiritual world. So the material world will no more remain material world for such a devotee. Even when he goes out in the market, seeing tall buildings, seeing the buses and cars, seeing people running here and there for making money, a disciple will remain unaffected like a drop of water in a lotus leaf. Padma Patram Gavambasa, like that. Because in his heart, he has given a place for his spiritual master. And in his heart, he has given a place for the divine couple who are being served by his spiritual master. And the instructions of the Guru are reigning his life, are ruling over his intelligence and mind. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chittate Kuryaikya. For such a disciple, whether wherever he may be sent, it is immaterial. All that matters for him is only service. So in this way, these 8 paragraphs, they are very wonderful for reciting every day and for remembering the meanings of these 8 paragraphs regularly, so that we can improve the quality of our consciousness by meditating on these wonderful paras. And this also gives us an opportunity to understand what all benefits are we receiving from the Guru, so that we can be grateful. Let us become Kritagna. If you are not Kritagna, we become Kritagna. So Kritagna means ungrateful. Kritagna means one who is always grateful. So let us become grateful to the spiritual master and remember his role in our life. And let us, remembering these things, let us perfect our life. And in this very life, go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Kaliyuga Pavana Harinam Sankirtan ki Srila Vishnu Acharya Thakur ki jai.